We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, Pete, just what is the biggest difference for you at the plate in your swing and the way you're seeing the ball when you have a night like tonight versus some of the other nights where you've struggled?
I felt great tonight, and nights where I've like struggled, it's tough because for me, one thing I thought was interesting is that I think from this year to last year, my balls or my average on balls put in play is down 70%, and somehow like I'm in the top 98th percentile in exit velocity, and that means I'm hitting the ball hard. I've just had some pretty bad luck with hitting the ball right at guys this year. I know that doesn't necessarily reflect on the average, but for me, it's just all about staying consistent and keep getting after it every single day because you never know what can happen. I mean, this game is about showing up every single day, working your ass off the results don't necessarily matter from day to day. All you can focus on is focus on winning today and putting your best foot forward. And today I think is a great day, and I'll take that every day of the week.
Pete, is that something that is easy for you to do? It's one thing to say, all right, today's a new day. But when the results are not there, you know, day in, day out, is it something that you're constantly, I guess, fighting to stay in that positive mindset?
Well, for me, it's realistic. I mean, every time I go up in the box, it's 9-1. I mean, it's baseball's tough, and it's a game of failure. And for me, I'm never going to give up. That's the thing. It's like I never give up on myself. I never give up on my teammates. And until the last out is made, I'm busting it, and I'm doing the best I can. I'm playing as hard as I can. That's one thing I take pride in, and regardless of any outcomes, I still hustle. I still play the games right, and I still try and be the best teammate I can be. And yes, it is hard, but ultimately, I this is my job. I got no other choice but to keep going and just keep going in with the best attitude possible and try and compete and win each day. So it can be difficult, yes. To say it's just easy is I'd be lying to you, but this, like all the struggles and the failures in the game of baseball, that's why all the success, that's why it's so cool. That's why it's so fun. And that's why it's so enjoyable.
The next question comes from Tony DeComo.
Hey Pete, a common thing that you hear this year is that, you know, it's impossible to evaluate players just given the circumstances of this strange season. I'm curious if you kind of feel that way and, you know, why or why not? And what, if anything, can you just on an individual basis from yourself take out of this in terms of self-evaluation?
Well, for me, I feel like I've become a stronger and more smart baseball player. For me, I've minimized chase this year on a lot of pitches in the zone. I feel like that this goes back to the stat I threw at you guys earlier, where I feel like that just because, like, I'm hitting the ball hard and it's just going right to guys. So I'm going to continue to keep hitting the ball hard, and eventually some of them will fall. Minimize chase. I want to keep making quality swing decisions. And ultimately, I think that in a 60-game season, you have to just look at the sample size. It's whatever guys do in that sample size. I mean, I don't think it's fair to evaluate it like a 162 game season. But for what it is, I think it's, I mean, if you got guys competing against each other in the sample size, I think it's, I think you can compare, like you can compare guys to the sample size of this season, but compared to other years and years prior, I don't think it would be, it'd be fair because a full baseball season is 162 games. I feel like that because this is such a rare and independent year of everything else. I mean, it's obviously for what guys are doing this year. I think it's valid. But if you're comparing seasons, some seasons to others, I don't think so. It's I think half yes, half no is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Your next question comes from Justin Toscano.
Hey, Pete, as you do your daily work and study pitchers and hitting the cage, is it frustrating to know that in a normal year you would have a few more months at least to figure a lot of these things out and maybe have some of that luck turn the other way?
Well, for me, the results are the results, and every single day is at the stats at the end of the year, I mean, they are what they are. And for me, I'm going to own that, and for me, I'm going to use all the failures that I've experienced this year as a learning experience. And for me, like in a 162 game season, like you are right. Like there's, like a greater sample size. And for me, the only thing I can do is just keep hitting the ball hard and keep giving my best effort every day. I mean, in baseball, it's such a funny game because the only thing I can control is what I do when the ball comes over the plate and contact. Everything else is out of my control. The only thing I can control is contact. But after contact, everything else is just kind of left to chance in a way. And for me, I just want to keep going up there. And the only thing I can do is just keep being persistent. And I feel like persistence will prevail, not just last year, this year, but every year moving forward. And you can't necessarily dwell on all the failures too much because if I were to dwell on all the failures, I'd go nuts.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Our next question is from Mike Puma.
Quality of the pitcher.
Mike, here, can you repeat that? I'm sorry, yeah. I didn't hear it.
Yeah, what's Lugo's best quality as a pitcher?
I mean, wow, that's a very good question. There's a lot of things, but the one thing that really stands out to me, obviously he's got great stuff, but the one thing is his preparedness. I mean, he studies the lineup and he knows how to get outs, and he does a really good job of understanding his opponent, and he does his homework really well. And that I never not see him like diving into lineups and how he can get outs more efficiently and attack hitters. So it's really cool to see how he pitches because he studies guys' swings, he studies guys' tendencies, how he prepares and goes about his business is A1. It's first class.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Disha Thosar.
Hey, Pete, going off of that, just what has it been like to watch Lugo's transition from the bullpen to the starting rotation this year?
Well, Seth jokes around saying is like, I mean, last year he kind of evolved into a clutch, high leverage guy for us out of the pen. But he's just like, I'm a bullpen guy, but like I'm a starter. It's like he's smart and his pitchability is, I would say, plus-plus. And how he understands his stuff, how his ball moves, how he can attack hitters the best way possible. I think that he has qualities of a starter. He has incredible knowledge of the game, and because of his prior experience in the past of starting, I feel like because for him he's always been a starter. I think previously, so I think that his past experience in starting and kind of just knowing how to pitch. It's artwork in a way. So it's awesome when he goes out there and executes.
And then obviously this decision isn't up to you, but if he stayed in the rotation next year, do you think that helps the team more than if he stayed in the bullpen?
I mean, I don't care where he pitches. I mean, if Seth has the ball, like I'm confident he's going to get a lot of outs. I mean, that's just such a cool thing about Seth, is because you can just plug him in anywhere and he's going to not just get the job done. He's going to do it extremely well. So, I mean, it's awesome having him as a starter. And in last year is fantastic having him as a high leverage bullpen guy. I mean, the guy just knows how to pitch no matter what situation. So I feel like no matter where his role is on the team, he's going to be excellent. So,
your next question comes from Tim Britton.
Hey, Pete, what's it been like DHing a bit more often these past couple of weeks for you?
Well, for me, I don't control the lineup. I have DH'd in the past in the minors, but for me, I love playing first base, but ultimately, like, I just want to wherever I am that day, I just want to help the team. So whichever Louis sees fit for me to help this team win, then that's what I got to do. I mean, for me, like, I love playing first base. I love playing the field. But I mean, if that's what the decision is that day, to help the team win, and that's what I got to do. I got to be the best DH possible that day. So, I mean, that's no matter where I'm at, whether if it's first or DHing, I'm putting my best effort out there, and I want to be the best at that job that day, to win a ball game.
And you've seen Dom for a couple of years now. What's it like to see him have this kind of sustained success at the big league level the way he has this year?
I mean, it's great. I mean, you can just tell that, especially coming off a year like last year for him, like he's definitely on his trajectory is going way up, and it's awesome for him because, like, I mean, gotten close with Dom and seeing him just kind of ball out. I mean, it's special. I think he's, is he still leading the league, leading the big leagues in doubles? I mean, that's awesome. I mean, he's raking. Not just like hitting for power, hitting for average. Like, I mean, he's dynamic, especially having the lineup, and he can pick it pretty well at first too. So, I mean, it's great. I mean, we have tons of options to win a ball game, and it's tough for Louis right in that lineup because we have so much versatility. So it's awesome to have.